AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Georgia, Greg and Travis McMichael were sentenced to life without parole for the murder of Ahmaud Arbery. A neighbor, William Roddy Bryan, has a chance to earn parole after serving at least 30 years in prison. This is Judge Timothy Walmsley.
I kept coming back to the terror that must have been in the mind of the young man running through Satilla Shores.
Arbery, who was black, was chased by the three white men, and they thought he was a burglar. Arbery's sister, Jasmine, gave a victim impact statement.
Ahmaud had a future that was taken from him in an instance of violence. He was robbed of his life pleasures, big and small.
Arbery's family had asked the judge in Georgia to show no lenience. As the Omicron variant surges, it's putting a damper on celebrations. As optimism continues that things will get better, here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
In New Orleans, the race is on toward Mardi Gras. Carnival season started yesterday, but a city used to partying is trying to do it carefully. Chaya Conrad's Bywater Bakery had a piano truck, but canceled its usual block party.
We are definitely not doing the big to-do.
President Biden says the old ways will return, both on Bourbon Street and across the nation.
The new normal is not going to be what it is now. It's going to be better.
Saying there are now enough tools to control COVID, even as his administration faces more questions over messaging, lack of at-home tests, and other measures. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A judge denied a request to lower bail set for two parents who, with their son, are charged in a fatal Michigan school shooting. The judge said James and Jennifer Crumley failed to turn themselves in when charged with involuntary manslaughter. Chicago's mayor again blamed the city's powerful teachers union for a third day of canceled classes in the nation's third largest school district, and she hopes to reach an agreement soon. The Dow finished down 4 points. This is AP News. Sidney Poitier has died. He was the first black actor to win an Oscar in 1964, the first black actor to become a box office draw. Among his many movies, guess who's coming to dinner?
I love your daughter. There is nothing I wouldn't do to try to keep her as happy as she was the day I met her. But it seems to me, without your approval, we will make no sense at all.
Sidney Poitier received an Oscar for Lifetime Achievement in 2002. The same night, Denzel Washington won an Oscar.
40 years I've been chasing Sidney. They finally give it to me. What they give it to him the same night. I'll always be chasing you, Sidney. I'll always be following in your footsteps. There's nothing I would rather do, sir. Nothing I would rather do.
Former President Barack Obama cites Poitier's achievements and how he revealed the power of movies to bring us closer together. Sidney Poitier died in the Bahamas. He was 94. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.